and the Bro podcast.
Croc and the Bro. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks for joining us again.
Watching and listening. We appreciate it. We love the fans, love the support. So, I have a pretty cool topic today. I think it's pretty cool, and I think you probably think it's cooler than I think it is.
I do. I am an animal lover, big time.
Today's topic is pets.
Domestic pets, specifically,
yeah,
right?
Domestic pets, exactly. Yeah, we're going to start with domestic pets today. So, got some topics, and we have a fun game at the end, a new game we're going to introduce to you guys. But to start things off, to get right into the domestic pets, because you and I disagree.
I'd say it's going to be impossible for us to choose, really.
Yeah,
it's tough. I don't know how we'd ever be able to choose, quite frankly. I mean, we differ so greatly on this that we might as well just like not even go down that road, because it's going to be really hard to find the happy medium for both of us.
I think the only way is like we're just going to have to get cardboard cutouts of each pet. That way, like, we both technically have the pet we want, but just a cardboard cutout of that pet, because the middle ground is going to be tough on this one.
It's going to be really tough because, yeah. Well, first of all, you've never had a pet, right?
I had a newt.
And okay.
Embarrassingly, it did not live long because I was like 7 or 8 years old. My aunt got it for my birthday. I was so pumped. It was like one of my favorite gifts on my birthday. I know, she's the coolest, obviously. But it died.
Aww.
Because I got complacent and wasn't responsible enough, didn't pay attention, didn't feed it, you know.
That's a big burden.
I was bummed. I was bummed. But I knew it was my fault. I was probably 8. It was a newt, you know.
Yeah.
Just a little newt. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's too bad. But in terms of like cats, dogs, rabbits, you've never owned any of those animals, right?
No, because I know that requires a lot more than a newt. But
that is safe to say that it requires a lot more time than caring for a newt.
Yeah, yeah.
And I will say that like my dog fever is probably at like a 9 or 10 out of 10. Now, my dad has this theory that really that means that I have baby fever.
Which is fair. That's a fair assessment.
I don't think that's entirely true, though. Because truly, like, they're two different things. Yes, you could say that a dog specifically is like a kid that never grows up. But it's very different than having a dog and having a baby. I mean, I do want to have a baby too, like a couple years down the road. But I really want a dog. Like, specifically a small dog that I can cuddle with.
What are your breeds?
Well, I'm a little limited because, A, I'm allergic.
Yeah.
And my allergies have gotten better over the years. When I was younger, they were really bad.
Yeah.
And occasionally...
That's a bummer, yeah.
Yeah, it is a bummer because I do like animals that have fur. But really, if we're talking dog, it has to be a dog that has hair. So it's really limiting for me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I do okay. But specifically when I go to people's houses who have carpet, I just die. My eyes water, I sneeze, I all of a sudden like feel this congestion come on, and it's miserable.
Yeah.
So my biggest fear is that if we were like, oh, my allergies are better, let's get an animal with fur, for instance, and then we get it, I could never give a pet back. I would die. I'd rather die of allergies than give the pet back. So
yeah.
I would be, you know, a little more reserved in that department because I wouldn't want to have to... You know, so hair.
Oh, for allergies too. I mean, that would suck to get rid of a pet just because of allergies. That's you know, that's a bummer.
No, it would break my heart. I couldn't do it. Like I said.
Yeah.
So I think I do feel really strongly that the animal should not outweigh the human.
And strongly. We'll get into that, and I'll explain later.
Yeah, but that's specifically for you.
Of course. Now, tell me about your breeds, though.
Right.
What have you narrowed it down to at this point?
I really like the golden doodles. They're very cute.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the Bichon poodle mix. My mom has a Bichon poodle, mm-hmm. little buddy. He's adorable. And I also, I have a friend who I think they have a Maltipoo. And that, I mean, it just looks like a little teddy bear. It's so freaking cute.
Malty. What's it called?
It's called a Malty Poo. It's a Maltese poodle mix.
But they don't, they leave the second half as poo.
Yes.
A Malty Poo.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many people are like. That's
a
cool name
for me, but it's a little odd. I have a Malty Poo. Yeah. All right. So those are your two?
Yes.
Very, and you want small.
Well, very friendly, right? And, yeah, you know,
assuming we're assuming that the dog is friendly.
A
it's
family
a good,
dog, like yeah. Specifically an animal that would be good with kids eventually. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Pat?
Well, this is where we differ.
Mm, big time.
Because for me, logically speaking, I mean, maybe not as logical. I don't know. There's probably holes in my thought process with pets because I've never had one. But like, you know, like a serious commitment. My thing is, if you're going to go the dog route and you're going to, it changes your lifestyle.
It does, big time.
And I feel like I would just love something, if another creature is living in your house and you're going to commit to it, my thing is, I would love it to just be, you know, kind of big, you know? Like, I don't know. Okay. I feel like my deterrence, and I do like small dogs. I don't hate any type of dog, but my preference weighs towards a bigger dog because for whatever reason, I've seen, and maybe this is my problem living in New York City and being on the subway so much, I've seen so many of those little dogs that are sticking out of people's purses and bags and stuff, and I'm like, that's barely a dog. It's a cat that barks, okay?
I know. I'm not talking about a dog that small, though.
But
like 15 to 20 pounds would be the size that I would be looking for.
That's fair. The other problem I have with dogs, and those that know me have probably heard my stories.
Yes.
I love Great Danes. And I love St. Bernards.
Oh, my God.
Which,
they are beautiful dogs. They are.
Which they are the two most gigantic type of dogs you can get.
Like, the size of a St. Bernard's head is just, it's massive.
Yeah. It's awesome.
And then.
It's awesome.
Think about the poop. Think about the amount of, the size of the turd.
We'll get into that, too. And I have a solution for that, too, that I've come up with that it's going to revolutionize having those big dogs. We'll get into that later.
Okay.
Because I'm with you on that. That's a fair point. But I have a rebuttal for that.
St. Bernards eat 12 pounds of food a day.
That's pretty good. That's pretty decent.
Yeah, I'd say.
Because I eat, what, 2 pounds of food a day?
I don't know. I don't measure the pounds of food you have.
But I usually take down, like, if we get, like, ground beef, I could take down a pound of, you know.
Right, but that's just with one meal.
That's true. 12 pounds is a lot. That's you know.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say you're not eating 12 pounds of food a day.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not doing that.
I don't think so.
No, I'm not there yet, no.
Not quite.
No.
Not quite.
But
we could start measuring it so you could see where you compare to, like, a St. Bernard. How many pounds are you eating?
I just love that if I'm going to commit to a creature, it's this big. And they seem to be gentle giants. I mean, again, every dog
they
can be
are.
Different.
They are.
They
and
seem
that
to
is
be
the
these
benefit.
Gentle giants. Mm-hmm. They don't bark because they're not afraid of anything. They're like, I'm the biggest thing in here, clearly.
Yeah, they have a very calming temperament. They're not. I do know, like, some of the little dogs are yappy, but you just have to train
100%.
Them well.
100%. Yeah.
Just have to train them.
And that's a big factor too. You know, some of these dogs get babied and they're allowed to bark, you know, and they get their way. I'd rather have some chill, gentle giant on my hands.
Yeah, you know? A Great Dane is a really big dog too.
They're awesome. They're like almost like
very
a
very leggy, tall and leggy.
Like a deer, like elk, moose, you know? It's pretty
more
cool.
More like a moose.
Yeah, it's fair. They are gigantic. So
gigantic. Yeah. And what
are.
Made you like fall in love with these dogs?
Well,
considering you never had one, like,
I never
so it's
had
from
one.
Afar.
I just love the so I'll start with the St. Bernard. St. Bernards, I think, are cool just because of how I just love how big they are. And I love, for the most part, St. Bernards, not just from Beethoven, the movie. I'm talking about seeing these dogs in person, hearing about their temperament and their personalities makes me like, you know, St. Bernards. Again, they're gigantic, which comes with other problems and other challenges.
Right. And we haven't talked about the drool.
Yeah.
The drool is a thing.
That's true. That's fair.
The bigger dogs. Drool.
But these Great Danes, those I probably told the story to people who I've, like, you know, lived with and all that stuff, but and friends, close friends. But I was ordering pizza in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Great summer college job, by the way. Anyone who's looking for a summer job, I highly recommend delivering pizza. It's fun. At least in my town, it was fun. Go to this one house, and I see these two dogs are lying down. I think they're like, you know, I don't know. I had no idea about breeds at this point. I knew like some breeds, mm-hmm. but I only knew about like, you know, Labradors, Golden Retrievers, like, you know, Bulldogs. I knew like five basic ones. You know, I really didn't know about Great Danes. So anyways, they're both on their bellies when I walk up towards the door. I get on the porch. These two Great Danes stand up. They're fully grown Great Danes. And they just stand up. They don't bark. They don't snarl. There's no hostile thing. They just stand up and just check me. They're like,
right.
So are you cool? Up. They're like just checking if you're cool.
Yeah.
They didn't.
You delivering pizza?
They let me ring the doorbell. Oh yeah, they probably smelled the pizza. I'm sure right? That's part of it, guaranteed. But they didn't even walk up to me to sniff the pizza. They just stood there. And this owner probably had these Great Danes well trained.
Well, they must, because if you think about it, like if a big dog were to jump on you, like the same way a smaller dog would jump on you, yeah. they would like go over your head. They could knock you to the ground, really, if they were a jumping kind of dog.
Especially me in high school and like, you know, college, like, you know, I was a skinny boy back then. Mm-hmm. These Great Danes could have taken me if they wanted to.
I think if they wanted that pizza.
They probably did, but they didn't even go and sniff at it. That's why I was like,
my dog growing up got into everything, eating sandwiches out of my bag or snacks and tearing into things at nighttime. Everything. Nothing was safe.
But to see, this is why, I mean, I guess, again, every dog's different. Obviously, the puppy stage is a thing for every type of dog. But I love these Great Danes' personalities because they just stood there and they just wanted to make sure I wasn't, you know, doing anything sketchy. I don't know what they were thinking, but right. they were just chill.
Well, we rescued her, so some of the habits are hard to train out of them.
But that experience of being scared shitless for, like, 2 seconds when they stood up, because I was like, whoa, you know, like, my jaw dropped when I saw how tall these guys were.
Yeah, no, they're big. They're really big.
Then they were chill. So immediately I was like, these are the best dogs I've ever seen in my life. You know? Another cool thing I saw in Manhattan was the perfect crossbreed of a Dalmatian and a Great Dane.
Yes, those are beautiful dogs.
It was the coolest looking dog I've ever seen.
Really beautiful.
So, you know, I'm on team big dog for sure. So that's
now,
me personally, but
what about between, if you had to choose between getting a cat and a dog, where would you land on that?
So I have one gripe with dogs, and it's their need for attention.
Yes, but they give so much love too.
And they're cool because they walk up and they always want to hang out, and you know, the dogs want to play, but there's sometimes you just want them to just. It's tough because it's tough if you can't speak to a dog and tell him to just cool off for 2 seconds. You know,
like
you can't tell them to chill for 2 seconds. Yeah. They're either going to chill or they're not.
Go to your room and chill out, okay?
Right. Cats are more, they're more relaxed. And again, they are a little bit more like antisocial, which is another flaw.
They're more independent.
But, right.
And
they're more,
just more like, I don't give a fuck.
They're more independent. I mean, they clean themselves. I mean, you know, that's pretty.
Dogs clean themselves too.
Not as diligently as cats, though, right?
Dogs
cats are apparently like OCD. Cats are like more OCD about cleaning. I have no idea.
Think?
I could be wrong, but dogs like clean themselves.
Yeah.
I know dogs lick themselves, obviously, but cats are just like they get everywhere. Like they clean everything. You know?
Yeah. I haven't thought about that. Like, who's better at cleaning? I can see the cats are better.
From what I've heard, cats are better at cleaning themselves, and they take pride in it. So, you know.
Yeah, I would choose dog 100%, even though I do love cats. But A, my allergies.
That's a factor.
Pose an issue. The other thing that I like about dogs with hair is that you don't get the fur on your clothes.
Yeah.
I know a lot of like cat owners and dog owners with an animal with fur. It's just like, you got to carry a lint roller everywhere.
Yeah.
Because that fur is on everything.
No, and that's, you know, and that's the other thing. You're buying not only products for the dog to live and or pets to live or whatever. You got to buy all this other stuff that, you know, require you to car seats, your chairs, obviously. Like, I can't even imagine what other stuff you got to buy for dogs. So it's a lifestyle change for sure.
It is, indeed.
Big time. So, but yeah, I mean, if you are choosing the pet lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
here's our next topic, our next question.
Yes.
When we talk about domestic pets, what would you train your pet to do?
Mm. Now, are we talking about like in the realistic realm or maybe like a fantasy thing?
You know what? I'm happy to hear both. If you have a fantasy one and you have a realistic one.
Okay. So I don't know how realistic this is, but I'm going to say it anyway. So I would train my dog to bring the groceries in from the car.
That's pretty good.
Like with their teeth, maybe, but not eat any of the food. Just carry them.
That's pretty good.
Or maybe they can like have it on their little, like a little backpack or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be convenient, you know, just like, and then also related to groceries and food. If it was a fantasy item, I was thinking I would love to train a dog to cook dinner. Because think about it.
That's next level. That's crazy.
They're chilling at home all day. I mean, think about Brian and Family Guy. It's like the perfect solution. They could be getting dinner started while I'm
actually,
like,
yeah, that's a good point.
Work.
He's at home all day, like drinking booze. He can at least start a slow cooker, you know? Like,
they're chilling. Like, yeah. If you could just get dinner going, pup, that would be great. You don't have to finish, but you could just like chop the vegetables and maybe like put something in the oven. Mm. Or it'd be great if they just like cooked the whole thing and then I came home and it'd be done.
Yeah.
That would be my fantasy for sure.
All right.
A little dog elf. That just...
Little dog chef.
Oh, my God. See?
It's a good
idea. Next level.
Yeah.
I think, Brian and Family Guy, they're onto something.
Well, it was cool he could talk, but he didn't really do shit. He doesn't really do shit.
Yeah. But occasionally he does.
At least he can drive. That's cool. He can drive in the show. Yeah.
He can go to the grocery store. There you go.
You know what? That's my fantasy for my dog. I want my dog to be able to drive, because that way I can get hammered, you know? And then my dog can just pick me up and drive me home.
Oh, like a built-in DD? That's pretty genius.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Or even like on a road trip when you're just starting to feel tired, you're like, let's switch. You drive for a while instead of just the dog sleeping in the back.
Yeah.
Or just hanging out on your lap.
Now, scarily, I actually have seen internet videos of dogs, you know, at the wheel and the cars are moving. I think people probably put them in neutral and just push them to like mess with people.
Yeah,
but I've literally seen dogs holding the wheel with someone's probably maybe like hiding their eyes over the glass, but still gassing it. But like,
right, or
they have the dog's paws up on top.
You're just
not seeing. It looks like the dog's driving.
You're not seeing the person underneath that the dog is standing on.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. So cool internet videos though, but hopefully not real life. But yeah,
I hope not. Unless they're just like in a field and they don't care where the car ends up, but not on like a real road.
Yeah,
I would hope.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Now, what is your realistic one?
My realistic one, it goes back to the practicality of having a big dog.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you mentioned when debating or at least refuting my idea of having a large dog, like a St. Bernard or a Great Dane.
Yeah.
You brought up going number two.
It's a big commitment with a big dog.
Right. Here's my thing, okay? If you think about it, this is my crazy idea and what I would train it to do. And I feel like if I spent my time and dedicated my time training this dog, I could get the dog to do this. A big dog, like a St. Bernard or a Great Dane, I would literally train it to just squat over a human-sized toilet. If you think about it, their legs are definitely long enough. All they got to do is stand up over it, and then as long as they slowly squat down, their squat height, I'm saying a full-grown, talking full-grown St. Bernard, full-grown Great Dane, you can't tell me their squat position when they drop the stink cigars, you can't tell me it's not right over a human-sized toilet bowl.
Well,
the height would work out perfectly.
I think they wouldn't have 100% accuracy all the time, though, because...
I feel like they would get better at it, and eventually they would get comfortable putting their butt
on the... They squat lower than a toilet.
But
I almost think that you would need to find some sort of hybrid shower stall toilet that had like a concept of a shower stall, but had like a small pool of water that you could flush. I don't know how, but you know, was for dogs, like the same way people train their cats to use the toilet, but they do that with a litter pan.
Yeah, that's
For
but
a
I
dog,
just feel like
I think you have to create almost like a wider area. I like the idea.
But like a Great Dane, their legs are so long.
I think the booty
them
is still
squatting.
The I think the bottom you're envisioning of the, dog? Yeah. The booty being higher when I think the booty is lower of the dog.
I don't know. I just feel like that's genius, because if you can get a dog to just be able to use a human toilet and squat on a human toilet,
be amazing.
And then clearly they're tall enough to flush. Okay. And then they get a treat.
How are they going to flush it? The
what do you
cats
mean?
Don't flush it.
The dog can flush it because they're tall enough. They turn around. They go. They just paw it. All they got to do is paw it.
Come on. They're not going to flush it.
Great day. Yeah, you could definitely train a dog to do that. Dogs are smart. Dogs can do a lot of stuff.
I know they're smart. But here's the problem, actually. A Great Dane or a St. Bernard, I hate to be gross, but like that turd is going to be gigantic.
Well, guess
they can
what?
They could be like 300 pounds. So is it going to go down?
Well, all right. Well, guess what?
That's a bigger problem.
You're dealing with dog life anyway, okay? If you're going to go, if you're going to be picking up turds, you might as well be picking up, you know, the real deal meaty ones. Oof. Rather than, you know, arching your back even further to pick up these little minuscule guys. You know, if I'm going to be picking up turds, it might as well be big, I guess. I don't know.
No. I disagree with you 100% in that department. Like, ugh.
Either way,
it is gross, but it's way, like, way worse. The bigger ones, way worse. Ugh. No,
I guess.
No.
I guess we're not going to agree on this, but
no.
Which is why it's a great topic for us today, because we knew we weren't going
to
agree.
I don't know how we're going to like really agree if we had to like go get a pet right now. Luckily, we can't have pets right now.
We need to go to like some special genetic lab and just create build a dog from scratch or something in a lab or something.
No. We're going to rescue a puppy.
I guess.
Yes.
I guess. We'll see.
But we have time. Maybe there's a magical breed out there that blends what we both want.
I'll tell you, the magical crossbreed, my number one magical crossbreed was that Dalmatian Great Dane.
I know, but I'm allergic.
It was cool. All right. Yeah, that's fair.
I'm sorry.
Stupid allergies.
It's all my fault. It's all my stupid allergies.
Yeah. Well, they even if you weren't allergic, you still have the gigantic issue with them.
You do.
Not me, but you.
Don't you feel that like the dog should not outweigh the human?
I mean, I'm not really on that team of that. Okay. I just if I'm having a pet, I want to have a pet.
Yeah.
Another life in my house, especially, which I saw a video on it or whatever, is defense dogs. Someone breaks into your house.
Oh yeah. Big time.
Those pit bulls are amazing. There's this dude in Hollywood. I don't know if you guys probably saw it in Animal Planet or something. You guys may have seen it. Some of you have. Some of you probably haven't. Those of you who haven't, there are dudes that train these pit bulls for like celebrities in Hollywood. These pit bulls are gigantic. They're trained to like jump into a window, like the, you know, and like attack people. Like they're just in these protective dogs, which is scary, but it's also like, hey, you know what? Who knows what happened? Who knows about people nowadays? You know, a lot of crazy things have happened. So, dogs are smart.
Another layer of protection for your home because their hearing and smell is so acute that they would sense something way before we do. They probably sense the person coming from down the block.
Yeah,
like my mom's dog is like that. He knows when he's getting home. Like he knows around the corner and down the block. Like he's home.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, it's amazing. They're amazing creatures. This is why I'm like, I love the big boys.
Well, maybe if someday we have a lot of space, outdoor space specifically, maybe I'll cave. Maybe we'll just get both and that'll be our solution.
We might have to. I don't know.
Because we might not come up with a solution that's better than that.
I guess maybe budget-wise, I'd probably have to suck it up with the Great Dane because, St. Bernard's... For sure, they must. I'm doing it only on site, but I'm sure St. Bernards eat way more than Great Danes. I'm sure they both eat a lot.
You think so? They're pretty similar in size, I think.
But like, Great Danes are like lean.
I was just gonna say they were lean. Yeah,
they're built like deer. They just have long legs and they just have like their core.
They
and...
eat a lot too.
Oh, I'm sure Great they Danes. Can. We'll I'm compare. Sure they can.
Just
but
from
I,
an economic
I just feel like St.
Standpoint.
Bernards. St. Bernards definitely. I feel like if I had to bet on it, I would put money on it that a St. Bernard weighing the same as a Great Dane would probably eat more.
Hmm.
But who knows?
Yeah.
If you got a video, post a link to it. But yeah, that's my theory. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think now that brings us to our new game called This or That.
Yes, that's right.
So, and yep. specifically for this game, I think we have to do the first thing that comes to mind, rapid fire.
Yeah. Okay. So here's how it works. Since we're doing this new game, we'll explain to our viewers and listeners. So this or that, we're going to do five, right? We have five this or that scenarios related to our topic of pets today. Mm-hmm. So here, how it'll work is Sarah's going to say, would you, you know, it's kind of like a would you rather, right? So this or that.
But for pets.
This scenario or that scenario. So that's right. pretty much it. And then what Sarah and I are going to do, because we're competitive, and those of you that know us,
so competitive.
We're competitive. We always try to one-up each other and win yes. our games, our silly little games here. We're also going to try to, we're going to Scouts Honor it.
Yep.
We're going to Scouts Honor.
I'm going to write it down as we go.
We're going to Scouts Honor what we think the other person's going to choose for the this is and that.
Right. And then whoever scores higher is the winner.
Yep. Whoever,
since
whoever
it's a 50-50 kind of
correctly predicts the most this is or that's.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Now, do you want to go back and forth? One and one, one and one?
No, why don't we just do all five? Because you want to do rapid fire, right? So why don't you just rapid fire?
Okay.
And then I'll answer quickly.
All right. So, number one. Would you pick up one St. Bernard's poop for a week or 10 Chihuahua's poops for a day?
St. Bernard. Oh, damn it. It's an easy one for you.
Okay.
Shit.
Would you, number two, would you train a turtle to run or a Pomeranian to sit still?
Pomeranian to sit still.
Ooh. Okay. Number three, would you live with a chatty parrot or a dog that likes to bark?
Parrot.
All right, number four.
Shit, I think you got me. Go ahead, keep going. I think you're getting me.
Would you rather own 5 Dalmatians or 5 Great Danes?
Oh, you know me too well. I have to say Great Danes. I can't go against.
Interesting.
Oh, wait. Oh, interesting.
Interesting. Okay. I didn't say the Dalmatian Great Dane blend. I just said Dalmatian.
You
would have
really thrown me off of that one. I'm glad you only said Dalmatian.
I'm gonna eat my words on that one. Okay.
Nice.
Number five. Would you? It's so funny. You touched on so many things in this game that we talked about today.
You know me too well.
Would you rather train a cat to use the toilet or train a dog to use the toilet?
Oh my God.
Right.
Rather train a dog to use the toilet.
Yes. Okay, so I scored 3 out of 5. I got,
you know me too well.
I got the turtle wrong. You said Pomeranian, and then you said Great Danes. So 3 out of 5.
That's pretty good.
That's the score. Wow. That's really funny that I wrote those questions beforehand and we touched on so many of those things.
That wasn't pre rehearsed.
Nope.
Listeners and viewers.
Nope.
This is all
I promise.
Fresh.
Scouts Honor.
Scouts Honor. All right.
All right. What do you got for me?
Here's your this is or that's. Okay. In an all-day scenario, for one day, a parrot squawk or a beagle howl?
Beagle howl.
Okay. All right. You can have a dog eat your new sneakers or a cat scratch your face full paw.
Oh, dog eat the sneakers.
That's right.
You know me too
well. Better be
you.
Oh, I know you way too well. Okay, here you go. A dog eat your freshly made lasagna or your dog eat your morning breakfast?
Oh, lasagna. Because there's way more work that goes into lasagna than breakfast.
All right.
Oh, you got that wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All right. Okay, this is an in your purse, this or that.
Oh, all right.
You can either have cat pee or a spider's nest.
A spider's nest.
Okay.
Because cat pee is so hard to get out. The smell lingers forever.
All right. Here we go. Number 5. This is a very gruesome one. This is a messed up one. I'll spoil it to everyone out there.
Okay.
It's pretty brutal. Sad. Because I've heard about the stuff on the news. A cougar eats your pet.
Oh.
Your Bichon or your Golden Doodle?
No.
It's a no-win scenario.
Golden Doodle, I guess. That's terrible.
I know. I told you it was messed
up. It's because I've never had a Golden Doodle. I've had 2 Bichons, so I just can't do it. All right. How'd you do? How'd I do? And then how'd you do?
So, you won.
I did? How did you get wrong?
I only got 2 out of 5 right.
Yes. Oh, we didn't set any stakes. You're lucky.
Well, you should be careful when you say that because it's almost the end of February and you still haven't done your polar plunge.
Whoa. Listen.
Talking about setting stakes.
Listen, I have until March 31st to do my polar bear plunge. Listen, we're in New Hampshire right now. I would have gone, but the lake is covered in ice. How am I going to plunge?
You ice chip it and you do a little ice fishing scenario. You just pencil right in.
I have until March 31st. I said that in the stakes. Wrong.
You got to be careful because you're setting bets and stakes and all that. It backfires a lot.
I know. I'm going to do it. Don't worry. I'm true to my word. I'm going to do it. But I do have until March 31st. And even if I do it on the 31st, it counts.
What happens if you don't polar plunge by March 31st?
Oh, you want to set counter stakes.
Well,
this is interesting.
There has to be a penalty, though.
Of course.
There's no counter stakes. You have to either do it or you don't do it. Okay, so if you don't do it, you're going to have to do 2 polar plunges next winter.
Are those the stakes? Is that my penalty?
That's your penalty. You got to do your polar plunge by March 31st. So before you start jazzing up stakes playing these games, just enjoy your victory and just know that you didn't risk another polar plunge.
But you don't have to suffer. I lost last time, and now I suffer. You're not suffering with anything right now.
No, because my victory is watching you polar plunge and knowing the bitter look on your face when you're freezing.
I didn't set any stakes. That was silly. Well, should have set the stakes.
Well, next time we'll have to set stakes, but, you know.
But I will sleep good tonight knowing that I won.
Good. You got 3 out of 5. You're good. Man.
Close call.
I can't believe it was Spider Nest. That was the one that threw me off. I thought for sure you were going to pick cat pee over a spider's nest in your purse.
Cat pee, specifically, I think male cats, the cat pee is so rancid. It lingers forever and ever and ever. The purse would be done. Spider's nest, I don't know, spray something in it to kill the, or let them out, or boop. I don't know. I don't know what the right way to remove a spider's nest is, but just like someone, if they're not poisonous, I just swoop them out. Goodbye. Get out.
The other one I was shocked at.
Uh-huh.
This is why I was shocked. You made a good point about making lasagna, but I shouldn't have banked on this type of scenario in rapid fire. Should have had given you more time to think about it. But Kronk, you are not exactly a morning person.
Ooh,
so I figured a dog eating your freshly made morning breakfast would set you off more than lasagna. That's why I went with that. That's why I was hoping you would pick morning breakfast.
You've clearly never made a lasagna from scratch.
No, I haven't.
That shit takes forever.
I know. It's worth it, though.
It's worth it, but it's a long process.
Mm,
you gotta boil the noodles. You gotta prep the cheese. You gotta put all the different layers on. Then you gotta put it in the oven. Then it's gotta set. And then you slice it and eat it.
I was just thinking, because you're such not a morning person.
I am not a morning person at all.
That I figured a dog eating your morning breakfast would set you off. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I know.
Oh, but it backfired.
You were close.
Well, congratulations on your victory.
Oh, thank you.
And congratulations on not having any penalty or bet to me at all. So,
well, I really should have. Now that I think, can I do a retroactive one?
No.
Aw. Not even like a little one?
No, because it's not.
We didn't set the stakes.
A little one.
Just like a little baby punishment for you?
A baby punishment?
Like a little one. Not with a baby, just like a tiny one.
Of course not with a baby.
No. You looked at me like I had 5 heads.
Would I just have to change a random baby's diaper? Is that what you're saying?
No.
It's too late. It's too late. There's no penalty.
Come on. Even if it's like food related, maybe?
It's too late.
Oh.
Because the stakes,
you know what?
The
next stakes time,
have
stakes
to wake us up in the heat of battle.
Even higher next time.
You gotta do the stakes pre-game so that way we're all in the mindset of competitive and we know what the stakes are. Like a polar plunge. Which you still have to do. You still only have a month left.
I'm gonna do it. I'm a woman of my word, I promise.
Okay. All right.
Better luck to me next time, even though I won. With the reward. Yeah. I want to reap some more reward.
Hmm. All right. Well, those of you, thanks for listening, for watching. If you guys want to leave stuff in the comments, let us know where we were wrong. What scenarios would you pick? What dogs? What breeds? What type of pets do you think you'd pick? So
Yes, and if there is a magical breed out there that checks your boxes and my boxes,
let us know. Happy to hear.
Gotta find it.
Yep. So.
Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Take care, everybody.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.